15.2. Listening 1.
We live in an age of unprecedented visual saturation. We are bombarded with more images than ever before. Images transmitted by an ever-growing range of technologies. And because of the explosion of such technologies, the phenomenon is no longer unique to developed countries, but is penetrating every corner of the world. I shall be arguing that this is not a neutral occurrence, and shall be attempting to give you an overview of some of its results. There are two slightly different ways we can conceptualize the growth in visual representation. On the one hand are those who argue that what is going on is simply an attempt to represent reality, to depict or show the world, or at least portions of it, as it really is. However, it can also be argued that these images shape our reality. They stand in for us in the way that our political representatives do, and so become symbolic of some kind of idealized or perfected parallel world. Obviously, a large number of the images that confront us on an hourly basis are produced and disseminated by the fashion industry. And over recent years, what this has meant is that a particular kind of image of beauty has dominated our consciousness. That beauty is predominantly young, white, and almost impossibly thin. Driven by the big fashion houses' need to sell clothes in a cutthroat market, models become little more than human hangers, something stick-thin and lovely that products are hung from. I'm sure we're all familiar with the kind of thing I mean here. Now, obviously, cause and effect are nigh on impossible to prove conclusively, but it seems to me to be no coincidence that this has coincided with a huge rise in the incidence of eating disorders. And what we've seen in particular is anorexia and bulimia among teenage girls, the main consumers of fashion magazines. However, as images of men have also multiplied, and in particular since the move towards thinner and thinner models as opposed to the more muscle-bound images of a previous generation, we've also started seeing a rise in what's being termed manorexia. On top of all that, both sexes are increasingly turning to cosmetic surgery, and we're seeing younger and younger people opting for procedures such as Botox that were once the preserve of much older patients. As if this wasn't disturbing enough, there's growing evidence that young black and Asian girls are so deprived of role models in the world of high fashion that they are undergoing extreme procedures such as skin bleaching and eyelid reshaping operations in an attempt to simulate what they see as Western standards of beauty. It's a kind of de-racialization process and verges on the obscene. The degree to which images of the body beautiful have become the norm can best be demonstrated by the fact that token alternative representations can now be used as a selling point. Brands such as Dove had huge success with their Real Beauty campaign, which uses a far broader range of women in its advertising, and which seems to have struck a chord with women fed up with the pressure on them to be young and slim. Similarly, singer Beth Ditto, who weighs in at around 100 kilos, has attracted massive amounts of publicity as she has launched her fashion range for sizes 14 to 32. Nevertheless, as refreshing as it may be to see such images reach the mainstream, it should not be forgotten that they only have impact due to the fact they swim so strongly against the dominant tide.